Anthony Swan has written a novel about jazz people in the Twin Cities in the early 1960s. He likes music, physical books, and coffee houses, and he lives with his cat, Samba, in Bemidji, Minnesota. Anthony Swan.
Grandma Calling. Part 1. Feral Feeding. Today, in honor of Grandma, I fed a group of wild city cats, spooning out 3 large cans of cat food to divide on 2 large platters. They swarmed, head to head, ignoring me until the food was gone, then backed away, finding cover. Every afternoon, Grandma would step outside and yell, "Here, kitty, 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 kitty!" Cats came from everywhere, house and woods, everywhere in between. Wild and tame, young and old, fat and skinny, spotted, striped, cats of all colors, combinations thereof, and dispositions. She fed them all scraps of meat or fish and whole milk. That is the standard. As a farm girl in South Carolina, she knew the muzzle warmth of critters, talked to them and they to her, became animal talker. Without raising a hand, could call off the waddling, neck-protruding geese who, to protect their young, bit anyone who tried to reach the house. The bond of trust and love between Grandma and the animals was a strong language of its own. Part 2. The Call. Hark, sister, Grandma's calling from the other world, coming through dream to wood's edge, beckoning us to cross the yard to where the giant white pine spreads its roots and feral cats slip into the forest. "Don't let them tame you," she whispers. Mother Nature soothes, but she's also warrior, turns revolutions in soil, appears in flocks of vulture. People will sell out the land, poison rivers. Don't be docile. Remember when the lynx came to my yard's edge to peer into the perimeter of civilization, its green eyes aglow with eerie supernatural light? That lynx, sacredly wild beyond compromise, shall forever be more vital than tame cats. Don't let them tame you. I call out to Grandma in the dream. "Oh, Grandma, you died before Sister and I could tell you how much we love you." Grandma takes the curlers out of her hair, puts in her false teeth, smiles, says, "Be kind to children and critters."